The Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. Mountain, together with the great gathering of the Sangha of monks and the great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas.
At that time, the Blessed One enters the Samadhi and expresses the Dharma call for profound illumination.
And at the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara,
the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the renowned Prajnaparamita,
saw it in this way. He saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature.
Then through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva,
how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita? Addressed in this way, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita should see in this way. Seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Form is emptiness, emptiness also is form. Emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics. There is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity and no purity. There is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, touch, no dharmas, no eye dhatu up to no mind dhatu, no dhatu of dharmas, no mind consciousness dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, up to no old age and death. No end of old age and death, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times, by means of Prajnaparamita, fully awakened to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should be known as truth, since there is no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way, Te yata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha. Thus, Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, Good, good, O son of noble family. Thus it is, O son of noble family. Thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. The Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Ala jube ne jo dhamma ne Mushe du chu nga yi du do jen Ru ba bo la ma yi bu jen zi Ne song han ro zo la ja ze lo
Om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha papa gonjus hikai de bedoje shir bodoje me bodoje shewa doji dragi bachi metin peshu tanchi shedin goyi soha
jeju shewa da Mishu nu be jen dan dre wa da Lun ba ru jin bon zon zo jo ji Ra ji de jan den da de le jo
The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon.
I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. Yidam Guru Radna Mandala Gam Nirata Yami.
Namo Laya Gidam Lada Nijin Gidu Mandala Maya Gidam Dhanu Vagunji Dhanu Jadam Tanji Gidu Dagi Chudun Dos. Oh yeah.
Jantra.
Jantra Dhanu. Jantra Dhanu. Sanji
Jodan Zodi Jodan La Yanju Badu Dani Yazuchi Dagi Chinji Jipe Sunam Jin Rodam Benji Sanji Jodaru Jodan Zodi Jodan La Yanju Badu Dani Yazuchi Dagi Chinji Jipe Sunam Jin Drolam benje zanje jubaro.
What that darling also Saganda, what the Tusu Shidag Tusu Zambur is, Tusu Kidioris, Marbe?
Today is the month of Sakadawa, and it is a very auspicious day and a great festival of great importance.
Number Samago, what the Tusu Kidioris is.
And this is an important holiday or important festival for all Buddhist traditions.
Oh, that you see the Kajuare. That the ring to the Latin is Sanji, Sanji between Kotan between Yangali between Sunkedi waters.
So today is the celebration of Buddha's birth, Buddha's passing, and Buddha's enlightenment and Buddha's passing into Nirvana. So today we celebrate those three activities.
And the Bebag Saga Munju Dollar, Saga Munju Dollar, the Sanga Sanji Chukarsa. What the second day to Shintel, the Nasu and Sanji Senga Saji Domaina, and then Bonda Penuaris, Shanchu sent Saji Guaina, Shanchu sent Bonji Guaga, Gawa Garjevaina, Gawa Naji Jevaina, 아니 그와 몬주 몬주 누구였어 사가 몬주도
So today is especially important or powerful as a holiday because any it is called the day or the time of virtuous expansion or beneficial expansion. And the meaning of this is that any virtue that one engages in is multiplied by more than 100,000 times, or rather multiplied by 100,000 times. So if one, whatever virtuous activity one engages in, whether it be meditation on bodhicitta or the name mantra of Buddha Shakyamuni, if one just does one of those mantras of Buddha Shakyamuni, the name mantra, it's equal to doing 100,000.
다소소기 거와데 초중질 매바이네 곧 되기 따지 안에 집어 차는 거서
그래서
거와 초중질 매나요 곧 되대 아버 인자 안에 신기 돌아대네 거와 집어는 거
신기 돌아대네
신기 돌아대네 와서네 다른 사간도 두신으로 신 접어지네스 두쳐 아버스 뒤 따지 돌아대네 안에 거와 초중질 마지바이네 거와도 몸보다 집어 차는 거서
So in dependence upon the expansive nature of this important holiday or this important time, even if we have the smallest levels of virtue, these small virtues become expanded, become very great and large. We can see the importance of just creating a small amount of virtue in the story of the old man who was 80 years old, who wished to be ordained as a monk in the Buddhist tradition. And he went to Shariputra to ask for ordination, and Shariputra exclaimed that he did not have the amount of virtue within his continuum necessary to be ordained. But the Buddha, through his all-knowing mind, was able to see that he did and ordained him. And the virtue that was created that the Buddha could see was actually a time when he was the ki, the paba,
korejap.
So where he was an actual kon paba kon chien. Kon paba yin. Kien.
Chidna paba, chik deyong di chi paba dhruyogurwa da.
Yine the me gengo. Papa Chien Kagi.
Megengu Chien Lago Marta. Megengu Gawajuaris. The new Papa Chien Korajava Gawaris. The two very more human race. Sharibu Tonga Marta.
So, what virtue had been created was that in the past he was a pig that had been bit by a dog. Because he was bit by a dog, it happened to be near a stupa, a chorten. And began to run away from the dog and actually circumambulated the stupa. And this virtuous activity was the virtue that allowed this occurrence to take place. So because this time is so important, this expansive time, any virtue that we create, however small it is, through our body, speech, and mind, will expand or will become greater. So in Buddhism, when we speak of the vehicles in which we can engage in activity, There is no other vehicle outside the body, speech, and the mind. There is no other source of action than the body, speech, and mind. Whether we look at the Mahayana teachings or the Hinayana teachings or any of the other teachings within the Buddha Dharma, I'm not sure, Rinpoche said Sutra and Tantra, that might be a translator's note, but all of the teachings included, you will see that the activities are engaged in through the body, speech, and mind. And there is nothing outside of the body, speech, and mind which can engage. The Sulakang Dang Go, the Jinba Yin,
Chu Yin Sigamarwa.
Chu Mayin.
Chu Lunga Yisungyaguru.
That's
it. What the Zuba the Gawaris.
So when we look at, for instance, the activities of constructing temples or building statues, and so forth, or constructing tankas. These are very good activities, but they don't fall into, I'm trying to get clear on how to do this. They don't fall, these activities are generous activities, but these creations are not the actual actions. The body, speech, and the mind is the vehicle of action. Is that?
What is in the digo? That's the Luigi Gawa, Nagi Gawa, Yiji Gawa, Yiji Dibasuma, Lunga Yisungi, Dibasumbo de, and then Asule, Dungeg, Lunga Yisung Diba de, Dungeg Juris, Maribe, Lunga Yisung Gawa de, Diu Juris, the waters, and then Asu, the one dogre, Dungen Dogo Maris, the one dogu Yuda, and then Asu Diu Jo, Lunga Yisung Gawa Juat Kishaburis. Dungye mendoeba yinza, ane nga su dungye ge jo, lu nga yisung, diba pungyate, nenga chiburis, wadu sungu waris, marga.
So when we look at misdeeds through the body, speech, and mind, these misdeeds are causal factors which produce negativities and suffering. So if one does not wish to have suffering, then it's necessary to abandon the misdeeds of the body, speech, and mind, which creates the suffering. If one wishes to have happiness, it's necessary to abandon the misdeeds that create suffering. And also, to create happiness, it is necessary to engage in virtuous activities, because virtue is the causal factor for happiness. So in dependence upon virtue created through the body, speech, and mind, one can achieve the result of happiness. And in dependence upon misdeeds of the body, speech, and mind, one can achieve the result of suffering.
Ta lu nga yi sung, ta nga su diba ma guwa chu tu ru ji la shan ma riba, lu ji li naba su, nga ki naba ye, ane yi ji naba sung sir wa, lu ji gu na su ji ba, ma jin ba len ba, ma zang ba shu ba, nga ki gu na zu yun cha ma, chi su nga ji, yi ji gu na sen nyo sen lu ta, wa ti chu de, ane diba ri su ma riba, teki, ane du nge chi guwa ri su ma riba.
So when we speak of misdeeds, misdeeds can be categorized into the 10 non-virtuous activities. So these 10 non-virtuous activities are as follows. There are 3 non-virtuous activities of the body, which are killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. There are 4 non-virtuous activities of the speech, which are lying, divisive speech, harsh words, and gossip. And there are 3 non-virtuous activities of the mind, covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong view. So these 10 non-virtuous activities are the causal factors for suffering. These produce sufferings. So the abandonment of these 10 non-virtuous activities is the opposite of it, and it becomes the 10 virtuous activities. So the abandonment of these 10 or any one of these 10 becomes the opposite of it, which is the a virtue of abandoning any of or all of the 10 non-virtues.
Oh, that the ne kaso gora ta bananga so hasho gora so marbe. Chizul cha ja ba ina chizul dambo ane long lang den dua sha dong kong de dang dua sha dong kong de den ge kun de lang ane ko le cing ye ba ji lao gun dao si cing ye ba de lao ba ina de le hasho gora so marbe. What the deeper is the
So when we speak of harsh words, for instance, first there is some sort of anger, an attachment that takes place, and then some kind of bad language comes out. And this is what is meant by the misdeed of harsh words.
What did the child on Hondo, the good in London, Sudan, Sadi, Tapamujus, and Akuyabalawa is Jesu, Rajiv, and Diva Chijuris?
So if one has this afflicted mind, which is contaminated with or imbued with attachment and hatred, and then lashes out and says these terrible things, and feels that is beneficial to have said this because of the afflictions, and then actually rejoices in having committed this activity, at that point, this becomes the greatest level of non-virtue, because all components are present. So what will be the defect of this? The effect will be a hell rebirth, rebirth in hell. So if one of the components is missing, if one engages in this activity but does not rejoice and says, oh, I wish I had not done so, then two components are present, and this produces rebirth into the hungry ghost realm. If there is only one present, this produces rebirth into the animal realm. So if the opposite happens and one says, oh, I mustn't use this harmful language, abusive language, because if I do, it will be harmful. If then one has this thought, abandons it, and is rejoicing in having the abandoned, then this becomes the greatest level of virtue of abandoning its opposite. So if one has all of these three components present and engaging in a virtuous activity, then the result of that is a rebirth into the God's realm. If one has two present, this becomes a rebirth into the demigod's realm. And if one is present, this becomes a causal factor, the causal factor for rebirth into the human's realm. So it's very easy for us to achieve rebirth into the gods, the humans, and demigods' realms, as well as the lower realms. So all of the 10 misdeeds or 10 non-virtuous activities and all of the 10 virtuous activities can be thought of in the same way, the same formula can be applied. So it was stated in the Bechagare, the
Chunibitsu.
I have seen in a text by Basu Bandhu where it states that if there is virtue and non-virtue present, the virtue is actual truth. So the virtue actually has greater ability that's present, the greater potential or greater ability. So whether one engages in virtuous activities or non-virtuous activities, he or she leaves imprints, predispositions, or seeds within the continuum. So if one becomes angry and has some sort of anger or aversion, this leaves a negative imprint, non-virtuous imprint within the mental continuum and plants a seed.
So 생각을 내봐 모여 와서
사이 봉보
뒤나지 아 살 뒤문에 생 모여 와 그 생각을 안 거하고 내봐 모여 와서 네봐 내봐 모여 와서 제가 도마매 번 사자비 데비 사면 당 게 사면 거
생 셴만 당 잡고
어 셴만 당 잡고 되고 되고
So if we look at the beginningless nature or of our mind, our mind that has been present since beginningless time, and we see all of the seeds that have been planted, all of the predispositions that we have in our continuums from actions, be they virtuous or non-virtuous, we can compare them to the grains of sand. They are so immense. So we can compare these seeds we've planted beginninglessly to sand.
What then that debi sabe da gi sabe mo mo sen kan le yedu ane su su dungen mo de ba yina ya chang sa la ngal dungen yong du was what de ge ne ba de yue da ku jian dang te wo du dungen yong wa res ane de wa de ba yina de wa yong ba zu kan lo gi gi sabe de jian dang te wo du ngal ji bu yong wa res ma de
So even though we do not wish to have suffering, there is no independence, it seems, because of the fact that when the causes and conditions are present for a predisposition, a negative predisposition to ripen, we will suffer. Likewise, when the causes and conditions are present for the ripening of a positive, virtuous predisposition, then we will experience happiness.
De sal dawa yin nan de ya nyugo chigo no gansu gure ba.
Sprout.
Nyugo da gazi chi yong du le sabun de de mu do me yo mu do wa. Nyugo de le de ge nyoba de nyugo de le ndo wa si nyugo de. Jin ko le de je ya ge nyoba de yo za ngo le de de thon yong do wa si. Ya jan de yong do wa si. Wo de da ba yin sa.
Then drin nyupa
de sal da na nyugo chigo
nyugo chigo re.
De ngo bu chigo do wa. Ngo bu je din de de yo ma ro.
The serpent nala So when we look at the example of a rice seed has the ability to produce a sprout, but the sprout that rice seed produces alone does not produce the actual rice. It's the potential within the rice seed that produces the rice from the sprout. The potential in the rice seed to produce rice that produces the rice from the sprout.
Oji da diba diba de nebo toje song gun shadan jeba ina diba dan ya yo res nebo toje song gun shadan ma jeba ina an dibi ni ba de keba keba ro ba ina ko me ba chag ma ro ya yo ma la ya yo ma res ko sen ga de res la la le ga yo ren len le jang de ba yang da jo ri ba jes le den ga ne ne ba de ja ne diba de ma sha ba ina Keba keba lomba ina tene tus kien ta te ondu dungen ures.
The long, the pechiga.
Oman jugaro, oman jugaro. Lala lenga yonin lön lejian, ribe yonada yon riba jiz. Lala de lenga ne, le gwa mga watunga ne, keba mba shimba ina ya, ane ribe chus yoguma res, kien ta te ondu dwa ta dungen ures.
So, No matter if one engages in purification, it's possible to purify, engages in purification practice, it's possible to purify misdeeds that one has created. But if a purification does not take place, no matter how many kalpas, no matter how many eons pass, these predispositions, potential will not lessen, will not weaken, their ability will be there. The four opponent powers, though, do have the ability to purify them. So it states, rough translation, in the Umajupa, which is the sublime continuum by Lord Maitreya, it states, Umajupa?
Umajupa, Chandakita, Marabha, Chandakita.
Entering the middle light.
What am I thinking? Oh, Umajupa, Madhyamik Avatara.
Madhyamik Avatara.
So in Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, I'm sorry, the sublime continuum is different. In Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, it states that about the infallibility of action. And the action is infallible, and if there has not been an opponent to the fruition of the action, then the fruition will take place and based on whether it was virtuous or non-virtuous. Its infallibility of action means that it will definitely, action will definitely produce a consequence. And if the action is a misdeed, and that misdeed has not been purified in some way, then that action will produce suffering. So there are three types of karma. So there are three types of karma. There is the karma that will ripen in this life, the karma that will ripen in the immediately preceding life, preceding the following life, and the karma that will ripen in many lifetimes later. So these are the three types of karma, or actions that one can engage in and their potentials. Say that. So when we look at action and we look at virtue and non-virtue, if we have the greatest amount of either one, then this actually produces an effect in this lifetime. So whether it be the effect of happiness or be it the effect of suffering, if the virtue or non-virtue is of the great nature, then one will experience it in this life. So if it is just a little less of potential or potency, the virtue or the non-virtuous action, then this will ripen into the following life, the immediately following life. So then there is the kind of action that one engages in, virtuous or non-virtuous, that will produce an actual effect in many lifetimes later, many eons possibly, or kalpas later, lifetimes later. The four, when we look at virtue and non-virtue, misdeeds and virtuous deeds, non-virtuous deeds can be purified through the use of the four opponent powers. The four opponent powers have the ability to lessen the non-virtuous activities and make them smaller and smaller and smaller. In the same way that fire, we can compare the four opponent powers to fire, and we can compare misdeeds to wood or a tree, shin, wood or tree. And we can imagine that the fire has the ability to burn away the wood in the same way that the four opponent powers has the ability to slowly burn away the potential of a non-virtuous action. So if one places a seed in fire, then that seed no longer has the ability to ripen. If one places a seed in the ground, then it has the ability to ripen. So when we look at the purification of non-virtuous actions, or a way to make the non-virtuous, the predisposition of our misdeed non-existent, the way in which we can do this is through the utilization of the practice of the four opponent powers and acknowledgement of our activities. And this has been stated by the Buddha, and also stated that these four opponent powers have the ability to purify any negativity. So when we look at the an example in time of one who has had the ability to purify misdeeds, because Buddha has stated that all misdeeds have the ability to be purified, however great they are, we can see in the example in the great master Arya Nagarjuna's book, Letter to a Friend, where he states that there was a being named Angulimala who met with the wrong teacher and killed 999 people and was able to purify that misdeed through utilization of these four opponent powers. And the Buddha was able to teach Angulimala, and in dependence upon that teaching, he did not have to experience the suffering of his actions. He achieved the state of foe destroyer in that lifetime. So what is the sign that a purification has taken place? How will we know? We can tell by looking at our dreams if we are in a healthy state. But we need to be careful not to engage in analysis of certain parts of our dream state. There are three. The first part of our dream state after falling asleep is said to be influenced by our past actions, past previous lives, our karma, and actions engaged in the day, work, etc. So these things are said to influence the dream state at the first stage. The second stage, we're told not to analyze because this is influenced by spirits and gods and so forth who are present. So the actual dream state is manipulated by these beings. So this is not an appropriate time for analysis. It's that last dream state right before one awakes, that third level that one can engage in analysis of if one is in good health. And some of the signs that one can see is being surrounded by monks and nuns and lamas, mounting a horse, eating good food, drinking good drinks, being in a temple. Rinpoche possibly gave some other examples. Having new clothes, etc. So these are signs that a purification has taken place. And also, if one arises from the dream state and seems to have a really good state of mind, a happy state of mind, then this also is a sign that a purification has taken place. So we can see that there are kind of opponents when we look at virtue and non-virtuous activities. The four opponent powers have the ability to purify, but in the same way, anger and wrong views have the ability to lessen our virtues. So we can see that these two are opponents to each other.
Then what?
So whether it's the teachings of the Mahayana or the Hinayana, the Sutrayana or the Tantrayana, the Buddha has stated that the most important thing was the engaging in virtuous activities through the body, speech, and mind. So in the Hinayana view, or the lesser vehicle view, or Theravadan tradition, the thought is to be free from one's own suffering, to achieve a pleasant state for one's individual self alone. So one achieves the realization of renunciation, or the desire to definitely get out, because one wishes to be free from suffering and to have happiness. So in the lesser vehicle, one wishes to definitely get out for him or herself alone, to achieve a pleasant state.
Da teme ba zo ngaro jibu thaba thu na nya ba sa lu jibu jibu yi sa lu ma tu me za sa lu me ba res theba me ba sa lu chu chung res theba me ba res da theba chen bu de ge ane ngaro dong nge ma de ba na ji sin jin thang ji ge dong nge du go ma de sin jin thang ji dong nge ma ba shu na nya be sa lu de thu ne ane sha chu ge sen gung o de ji gung du theba chen bu sa lu ja chi go re nu go sa res.
So when we look at the lesser vehicle, the reason it is called lesser is because of the scope of the motivation. It is for only oneself alone. So because of the scope is much less, it is called the lesser vehicle, whereas the great vehicle, the recognition is that, like myself, all other sentient beings wish to be free from suffering, and may I in some way eradicate that suffering. And then one meditates or familiarizes him or herself with the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order to achieve that goal. If one, So when we look at the tantric vehicle, the ability of the tantric vehicle is much greater, much stronger than that of the perfection vehicle. So when we look at a cloth, for instance, that's stained, the rapidity of cleaning the stain out can be compared to the soap that one uses. There's one soap that can clean the stain out. It takes a little bit slower and can clean this stain out at the smallest level, and this can be compared to the lesser vehicle teachings. Then there's one that can be cleaned out a little bit greater level. The soap cleans it, and that can be compared to the perfection vehicle. But the quickest way to get the stain out, the soiled, to unsoil the cloth, is to use the soap of Tantra, or soap that can be compared to Tantra, which is the quickest way. So here we see it compared to the potential of cleaning the stain from a cloth and the rapidity of it. At this mind, that our nature, the nature of the mind is clear, but at this point, our mind is not clear because it is imbued with the afflictions and the obstructions to omniscience. But the nature of it is not that. The nature of it is clear.
Nyomobata shi jibatu sen dil tolu ki chaban ramuris dolu de sen damarız. Dolu ge tabar jön dolu zama çanın doğa. Anne sen ge sen ge tabar sugur bata. Nyuma bata şey ge bata azuna sen de zama çanın. Anne tabat uya, sanje ya. La damal cende ya odun insan esmar be.
So the afflictions and the obstructions are very similar to the stain in the cloth. The afflictions and the obstructions in the mind are very similar to the stain in the cloth. And this can be cleaned. And once these are abandoned, these obstructions to our liberation and so forth are abandoned, we can achieve the state of liberation. We can achieve the state of Buddhahood. We can achieve the state of rebirth into the gods and humans realms. So we, in dependence upon purifying this, cleaning this mind in the same way one could clean a cloth, one can achieve various results.
Well, not just saying that this Sanjigri is me saying that. And then, when they send the Sanjigri, you are saying the Kuron, Nubachu, you are Chutanji Shayadan, and Jiba Tanji Moyag, Nubat Sankal, you are Marbe.
The mind has the ability to apprehend all phenomena, to have all knowing ability. The mind has the ability because of, it has Buddha potential. The Buddha nature. So the mind can achieve these higher levels of all knowing because of this potential that is present.
I forgot one thing.
When one goes to school initially, there is a large amount of misknowing or ignorance. And as one proceeds to go through school, the misknowing or ignorance relative to various topics is eradicated or abandoned.
But then I just said, "Neba yodu, ane katse jilu ne demba ni dan demba jidan ane kunchu sun dan le jinre dan wato sul lojong jeba ina kalle kalle giten denzin dan."
So by looking into such things as the Two Truths and the Four Noble Truths and the Three Jewels of Refuge and karma and its results or action and its consequences, we will be able to eventually the Lei Jujie, the Jepo. And we will be able to slowly understand these things, what the effects are. We will slowly be able to understand what the effects of our non-virtuous activities are and what the effects of our virtuous activities are. So we'll slowly be able to achieve our final aim, independence upon these areas of understanding. Right, that, I have it written down right here too. So the our afflictions and grasping at true establishment will lessen.
What the ngasu sent nubachi boris, ngasu sent ge ane bezun jege ina ngasu sanjia nubayuare, dajumba tuya nubayuare, lada malruya nubak ngalo ngasu sent ngalo yuares. Sinjian tanji sent tul yuares.
Sent the Yanja Suranang, Jupal Suranang.
Sent Nubachavaris. Sinjian Taji, Sanji Rigi Chadu.
That's how.
What the Kangalo, Sanji or Nubayuaris. Nyomomotoya Nubayuaris.
All sentient beings possess the Buddha potential or Buddha nature. So all sentient beings have the ability to abandon these negativities and achieve the state, the Semchen Tamche, the Sanje Kopantu. All sentient beings have the ability to achieve the state of Buddhahood. So since beginningless time, we have planted many non-virtuous seeds within our continuum.
So
what is the method to abandon these misdeeds? And the four opponent powers is the method in which one can purify these misdeeds. And it has been stated that how, no matter how great the misdeed, even if it is one of the five heinous actions, whether it be killing one's mother, father, arhat, drawing blood from a Buddha, or dividing the Sangha, all of these can be purified by the four opponent powers. The Tungsha Gedelpa, the Chikengim Tsen?
Tsen, Bodan Jana.
Okay.
Bodan Jana, Yoki Tul Juba in a Buddha Sanji Marbe, Jana Ishiro, Sanji Ishir.
So, in this particular commentary that we're going to be using, that will explain the four opponent powers, and this commentary is a commentary to the Tungshag, the Confession of Downfalls. The name of the person who wrote this in Sanskrit is Buddha Jaina. But this is the Sanskrit, and in Tibetan it would be called Sanje Yeshe, which is Buddha's exalted wisdom, or the exalted wisdom of Buddha. So the name of the particular textbook author of this commentary is the Buddha's exalted wisdom.
Ta kono dikhen de beba yigre de beyi thul lam du beda jana songjas. Buddha na zo Buddha sa na sanje ro jana yishi sanje yishi kon sen odar jinsar is.
Yine kon beba.
Beba yigre beyi thul tim du kono mi beyi thul lam du sanje ta ke thul la deris.
He wrote it in Sanskrit. Right, okay, it was a Tibetan author, but at the beginning of the text, he didn't put his name in Tibetan. It was in Sanskrit, as stated before. So the Tibetan would be Sanje Yeshe, but it wasn't written in Sanskrit.
Buddha Sanje, Namo Buddha, Namo Buddha ya, Buddha Sanje roa.
Less so.
Jana Yeshe roa, Jana. Pena para kaza jana ishi sanji ishi
yeshe gitso exalted
sanji ishi so keba ji go the tree when he said this
kalpa chi chi
keba sagala one sagala the amat wrote.
Okay, so this is a one commentary by a scholar. So this scholar named the Buddha's exalted wisdom wrote this commentary.
Ta gu ne kaza Sanji Sung Sanji Sungi Gunne didn't shabby choose. That Titi Pai Buddha Gunne didn't shabby choose. Dundadma, Dunsen Sung Gunne Shishas, Dunsen Sung. And then the Dunshabala Songji didn't shabby choose. Tambuchi. Diba don't want shabby choose. Diba Sanangas Diba Magoju to Diba Logrova. Tonasana, don't want the Diba de Chevayorta. Tonasana disagreed that the na. But now,
the Kali Kali La, two channel.
Diba Mago, Judal Diba Logris, Diba. The Chimbagine, Dibare, Rajungine, Dibaris, Rajin Kanamatoa, Diba Logris, Tuasana, and Tuasana Roa, Tuasana, and the JB Wong, Tinsune, Tinan Gesuna, and Tuas and Marbe, Tuas, Tin.
Law?
Law, law.
And
then Lampasin, law, Nayo Maravana. Ginil Ponja Nandua. Ginil Ting Nayo, Ting.
Lesser.
Or Tatan Gizmuna, and the Kunyeva Jungo, or the Dwan Logs, Dwan.
Then it's a tumble.
Maraman. Lampas, Ginero, Ginil.
Lesser.
Ginil Ponja Gazir, Naro.
Na.
Ginil Luanga, Ting Nandua's Na.
Lesser.
Ting Nayo is Ting Nadan Gizmuna, Nyeva Jungo is.
Less
than 2 hours. 2 hours in a carazana, dish onzuna, 아니 샤나 마제나 네송 동그레스 네송 산그레스 동아서 얻어서 얻다
데네 탐보 데 솜유레 덴 탐보
탐보 디돈 샤르츠
데 디돈 타 데 돈 돈 아가
디돈 샤르츠 다 디바도 동아서 니시 우도다
Thank you. A little cover here.
That the man in the middle there, and I should show it to you. The world did don't have it to the deeper than don't have it to
the world. So the misdeeds and the acknowledgement of those misdeeds or confessions of those misdeeds.
That deeper than a car, deeper mogo, deeper logger is.
So the 10 non virtuous actions are what we speak of by saying misdeeds.
Don't ask enough, but the lamp has any charge of you not ting yours.
So the next part, tōngwā, refers to, similar to laws. So laws here refer to vows. So if one has a lay person's vow, for instance, the lay person's vow carries 5 laws. But the novice and the higher vows also have an abandonment of those 5 laws or 5 vows. So these are, the abandonments are present. Huh? Downfalls? Like misdeeds, not downfalls.
With respect to rules. So if you break a rule, then it's a downfall, like a downfall from a vow.
Correct, right, right. I just wasn't clear. I'm thinking of the next. So the downfall itself, the downfall itself is the actual, so the law, the vow itself is very similar to a law. And the downfall becomes actually breaking the law. And the law is different depending upon which kind of vows we're talking about, whether they be the layperson vow and so forth. Speaking of the layperson vow, there are 5 of those, but there is an abandonment of those 5 and the higher vows as well. So the novice and so forth, there's an abandonment of those 5.
Okay. That ganyel tuwa duwas tuwa nga, tinga nga yuwaris. Gulul tinye janga jusa sun yuwaris. Gulul mal tin sun ja nga chuka zin ji yuwaris. Tin mada mungduwa. Shanchu senpa li tin tuwa kaza. Za tun chwe je ten ye she dhu marwa. Tinnan nga tuwa mungbu yuwaro. Wat tu sungal tuwa lo desu tuwa.
So when we speak of laws, and we speak of them in respect to vows, for instance, if one holds a lay person vow, one holds 5 laws, 5 vows. If one holds the fully ordained monk's vow, one holds 253 vows. If one holds the fully ordained nun's vow, then she holds 352 vows. And if one holds bodhisattva vows, there are 18 root and 46 secondary vows, making a total of 64 bodhisattva vows. So here we can see there are large numbers of laws when one takes these vows. And then there are more. Juje. Zai donwa juje je. Yenla je.
What am I doing? Loa den duas?
The juje. So in the tantric vows, there are the 14 root and the 8 secondary tantric vows, I believe, in highest yoga tantra. That's what we were just talking about. That's the numbers. So there are many different numbers of vows that one can take. So if one wishes to acknowledge one's downfalls, then the Buddha has stated that this is a method of acknowledgement or confession.
So the
second part is an important dedication of virtue. So the second section is the dedication.
So the
third section is the actual meaning of the acknowledgement of downfalls or acknowledgement of misdeeds. The Delpa. So in this commentary, we can find it broken into these 3 categories. And later, below, we will be able to see more of the meaning later on in the text.
Kamanga, then Chivadan. Deba shabi chu shi, deba shabi chu nes, ta deba dungwa nyingi dung, deba shabi chu. Deba shabi chu ne jege do, laba le de zhungwa nen chi, jun tu toji changwa tenba chi she zhungba tar, laba she zhungba tar, nyabu toji changyu gu ne, de dung sha gu be, ane, jirma she langri, de den kosu, ane, legi deba de zhiyang di shira kechiburis, laba le de zhungwa nen chi yu, Legi diba yunga ga tau ka resi na doji, nyebu doji nyanglen chi go resi, jundu doji chongwa tenpa chi isi, song yuwa resi. Diba di masha na dungan yunga resi, diba di shadang chi go resi. Shadang di kante chi go resi na jirma chi, jundu doji, nyebu doji nyanglen chi go resi, ode song yuwa resi, ode song.
So it has been stated, we can find even in the Lamrim Duden, which are the abbreviated stages of the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, this way of utilizing the four opponent powers as a way to acknowledge one's downfalls and to use it as an opponent to the misdeeds. So Lama Tsongkhapa in this text even states that the four opponent powers need to be applied, and the effects of the actions and so forth need to be understood.
Ta nyebu toji de garis na ta de ne ten ji go ne de ba sha bi de dong sha bi chu sa ten ji go ne ten ji to nyebu toji song go ten ji to ma re ba ten ji to de shang ju sen de jiao lu gong ba de ma re ba ten ji to to ji go ne de dong sha bi chu dang bu ji
la sa
de ne nyebu gun de she bi to ji go ne de dong sha bi chu Nyeba che, naba sunji bi tajyo gwen dedung shabi chu, nyeba lhadu bi tajyo gwen dedung shabi chu, wad nga su juyundu mumbu shee tsa waris de, su su kudu waris. Tambu tenji tajyo, shangchu sen, jangdu tan shangchu sen gungba taris marwa, jangdu tan shangchu sen gungbi gwen dedung shabi chu, deba tan tongwa shabi waris, shabi chu ndus riz, ulma shee ge yins marwa.
Lesa. So when we apply the four opponent powers, there are four different sections of the four opponent powers. The first is called the power of the base. And the power of the base, or power of basis, refers to bodhicitta and refuge. So the mind that aspires to enlightenment coupled with refuge. The second is the power of regret. The third is the power of commitment, and the fourth is the power of an antidote. They've listed in various different orders, but those are all four. And the first one being the power of basis, which is bodhicitta and refuge. And we've gone over this many times before.
Tuyitata lama la chosu shi, sanji la chosu shi, chui la chosu shi, gandhi la chosu shi, tongshan gu lu yu maribe, wo dhiri zi dhiri.
Lasa.
Tuyitata lama la chosu shi, sanji la chosu shi, chui la chosu shi, gandhi la chosu shi, maribe.
Lasa.
A nga zu ayi tiga zi bu, inda bu dhita ma sanga sayad maribe. Tungu li tabi ba ki, khaangi lama tsawa chiba indi, tuyitata lama la chosu shi, sanji la chosu shi, chui la chosu shi, gandhi la chosu shi, jangdu zi shi gandhu wasi. Tongshan gu gu dhiri zi maribe.
So at the beginning, of the Confession of Downfalls to the 35 Buddhas, we can see it begins with the actual refuge. And it says, to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata Arhat, I take refuge in the Buddha, Sanje La Jasuchio, Chula Jasuchio, Genula Chitsuchio. Okay, so in this here, there is initially a homage or prostration to the confession of downfalls. And then it says, I, and you insert your name throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I take refuge in the Sangha. So here we see, if we were looking at the first category, power of basis, we see refuge taken. And if one, the reason that in the Tibetan tradition we see the guru mentioned, the lama mentioned, is because one also, if one has a root teacher, a root lama, goes for refuge to him or her. So after the immediate, the beginning homage, we see that there is a statement that I, blank, throughout all time. So here we make an insertion of our name. And the reason for this is we're saying that I, by the name of so-and-so, have a wish to acknowledge my downfalls or have an acknowledgement of my actions. And I know that I do not wish to suffer, and that misdeeds will be the producer or the causal factor for my suffering. So I wish to acknowledge these downfalls in order to not experience these effects. So here, the reason for saying the name is acknowledging acknowledging the fact that one has a wish to acknowledge one's downfalls or confess one's downfalls.
Lama da sanje peche sotu yo maris, rwa. Sanje de mehma da maris, sanje de chun kunze, yuanden kunze res, shajaman buddha tabu tamo nga tsutan tabu res, kong nyomu yo ware, dunge yo ware, anna kong, anna be, doni dubi sharatan, shanchu ka sen kong pala dene, anna ko nyomu bata shi jiba kunga ta, sanje son waris, sanzang sunju zanyi tang, peche zombo jiju, anna, kasi gore,
So the when we speak of refuge in the guru and refuge in the Buddha and so forth, we'll move to the explanation of going for refuge to the Buddha. And we should look at the Buddha as a doctor and see him or her as an actual doctor. The ability to get rid of the afflictions and the suffering that they produce. So Buddha Shakyamuni was previously exactly like ourselves, had sufferings, had afflictions, but in dependence upon the wisdom realizing emptiness, coupled with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, he was able to achieve the state of Buddhahood in the same way that we can. So we should look at the Buddha as a doctor so that we can get rid of our afflictions, so that we can abandon our sufferings. So if someone is ill and goes to a doctor, for instance, the doctor can make a diagnosis and then prescribe some sort of medication. If, though, the patient just goes to the doctor and then is prescribed medication but does not take the medication, then there can be of no benefit. There is no opponent because the actual diagnosis has taken place, which requires the medicine that the person did not take.
That's the real just made mother and deva in and as a tire, Matagamaros. Ah.
So if one just goes for refuge to the doctor only, this does not have the ability, without the medicine, to abandon the illness, does it?
But then I just had to go to the doctor.
So the Buddha has stated that if one goes for refuge to the Buddha and then practices the Dharma or engages in the Dharmic activities, then this will have the ability to purify. But one must engage in the Dharma in order for this to take place. And the Gendun nurse Dandrabaldu, then the spiritual community or sangha can be compared to helpful aides or nurses.
Sangha is that thonglang thoba yenshi the sangha is marbe. Teme baba, shansen baba, sanje baba, odozo sangha se yado odozo marbe.
So when we look at the spiritual community or the spiritual community jewel, Sangha jewel, the true Sangha jewel are the beings who have reached the path of seeing, the superiors, the Hinayana superiors, the Bodhisattva superiors, and the Buddha superiors. So these are the beings that we're referring to when we say the Sangha. These are the Aryas.
So the
Dharma is compared to medicine in the way that the medicine is the compared to the path, truth of path, which will produce the cessation. Not produce, but the truth of path, which will then enable the truth of cessation to be present. So if the afflictions are eradicated, afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience are both eradicated, then one becomes a
Buddha. It's
necessary to, if one wishes to produce a refuge in the three jewels, it's necessary to have the two causal factors present in order to produce a refuge. Likewise, it's not possible for a flower, the if there is not a cause, then for a flower, then a flower cannot grow. Likewise, if there is not a cause for refuge, refuge cannot be produced. There are two causal factors for refuge, fear and faith.
So
when we speak of refuge, these two causal factors of fear and faith that need to be present are as follows. The fear is the fear of recognizing the various sufferings that one will have to endure, the sufferings of the lower realms, etc., and so forth, the suffering of cyclic existence. One recognizes this, and a fear actually comes, and that becomes the first causal factor for refuge. And then if one has faith in the three jewels as a basis, then the second, as a basis for eradication of that fear, then at that point the second causal factor for refuge is produced. So these are the two causal factors for refuge that are necessary to be present to produce refuge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this, an example that we can give that is similar is if a small child, for instance, encountered a dog, and the small child encounters a dog and becomes very fearful of this dog, and then he or she runs to his or her parents for refuge, for protection. So this is very similar to the refuge that needs to be produced relative to Buddhism, relative to the three jewels, the refuge of fear and faith. In the same case as the child having fear in the dog and faith in the parents, and faith in his or her parents.
Ta bhama pugul shamba yor ni ji yor chi jo chi jibal jo ne ba yor da ane chi jibal jo tu gurwas mara.
The parents have love and compassion for the child as well as the ability to get rid of the dog, so they are an appropriate basis of refuge.
Ane sa ji le si ji ta ji le me bi shamba yor re.
Buddha has love and compassion for all sentient beings and also has the ability to free all sentient beings from suffering. So if we are go for refuge to the Buddha, then we will be able to the dungyel. The refuge has the ability to So in dependence upon going for refuge to Buddha, if one abandons the negative actions, 10 negative actions, engages in the 10 virtuous activities, then the ability will be present to abandon the lower realms, suffering of the lower realms, and eventually, based on these actions, one will be able to achieve the state of liberation as well as Buddhahood. If we wish to go to New York City, it's necessary to understand the road to go to New York City very well. If we don't understand the road, we'll go on a different one. The Buddha knows the roadway or pathway to get to the higher realms. The Buddha knows the pathway to get to liberation. The Buddha knows the roadway or pathway to get to the all-knowing mind or omniscience.
The
Buddha states, previously I traversed this road and now you can do the same. So this is why the Buddha has stated that Dharma is similar to medicine. So if we are going for refuge, it's and some advices that we can hold are as follows. If we take the first part of any of our food or drink and offer it would be very good. So if we have a house or a car or any jewelry or any items that we possess, basically we can make an offering of those as well. Don't worry, Buddha will not have the ability to take our things. So we're just offering them. He won't take our earrings. Making an offering of them is beneficial. So if we think of this like an offering, then this is virtuous. We think of offering, then this is virtuous.
Less so. Sanjil Budu, Sanji Yatoborova,
lesson.
And Puguya Levoma, Puguji Dosian, Puguji the Kalinda. And the Sanji Honzi knowledge, much bigger. And Sanji the Jeoris.
Lesso.
The Jene, and the Sanji the Jama de Tun Painting Marwe. Painting Zun, the Sharibul Jene, Tula Kon Painting Dosjes.
So there is a story of the time of Buddha when there were two children playing, playing around in sand. And when the Buddha arrived, the child became very had a large amount of faith, or was very had faith in the Buddha when he arrived, and wanted to make an offering. But the Buddha is very tall, and the children were very short. So what the children did is one climbed on top of the other to become taller, and then made an offering because he had nothing, or he or she had nothing else, of sand. To the Buddha with proper motivation. And it is stated that then Shariputra was able to use this sand, and it turned into enough paint to paint an entire temple. So the effect of Buddha's aspirations and so forth for this being was that he was born, he or she was born as King Ashoka.
Ashoka. India.
So in India, there's the sign. Oh, the seal with four lions on it? I'm not familiar with this, I'm sorry, but there's some sort of seal in India.
Oh, the Ashoka ki jeta
tris. And it's got a
pedestal that appears on the 100-rupee note that has, on the top of it, has four lions facing in the four directions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's it. I wasn't aware of that.
So
the effect of this, King Ashoka in India has built so many different temples and stupas, and you can see all of these things today. And this was a result of this small offering, because the child had nothing else, of sand to the Buddha. So if we can make an offering of anything that we eat or drink, then this will be very beneficial. So the way we practicing, we can make offerings to all the Buddhas and so forth, as seen here. And we can put texts on the altar and make offerings to that, to those. So there are many benefits to going for refuge, and there are many benefits that are stated. The first benefit is that one will not be born into the lower realms, and one will be born into the higher realms. One will be able to achieve liberation. One will be able to achieve omniscience. One will be able to purify misdeeds. All of the protectors will protect us. Dharma protectors will protect us.
There are many.
So there are within it there are many different benefits listed. That will conclude the actual teaching for today. We'll do the dedications and so forth, because we're edging close to noon. As we stated before, we were going to try and end at 11:30 so everyone can have the meal that took the one-day vow. So we'll do dedications, and then Rinpoche said, questions and answers, is that something we want to do? I don't know as far as the people's needing to go for 12.
Start at noon.
The Chutsujuni Gutsogudu. Sorry, Omare. Gutsogudu.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, it starts at noon, so it would be fine.
Yeah, everything's done next door, so it's not a problem.
Okay, and here, what kind of time frame do we, you need help to get it going? Everything's set? I just want to make sure you have enough help and everybody's, you know.
Sure, I need some help.
Okay, all right, so the Tambo Hua, Tambo Chua Dan Lenja, Gariakshu. Okay, so first, why don't we do the dedications, and then we'll see how many questions and answers we can address. Okay? Okay. So the back section is the beginning, and we'll just do the prayers in Tibetan transliteration. Dajen gewe tsawa de kunjang sambo chuji ratu ngobarji. Namri rawe ngowe jinyande me. Yeah. Today it's very good. Large amounts of virtue have been accumulated.
Yeah.
So the Zanima
Dante.
So today people have a holiday or a day off, and it is very beneficial that you have come today. It's very good.
Yeah.
So does anybody have? Yes. The kala danchu chibuguna, the garila, zonga yerebe garil,
garil. Oma aon, bless. Oma aon, bless. Abren trijo, okay, tene.
So.
Lelavres.
It's okay. You can just say om ahom three times, and that blesses, can bless a conversion blessing of the basis, and then. You can say, I offer this to the Buddha Dharma Sangha.
Oh,
and that would be adequate.
Okay, Lelabundu.
Very easy. So in this way, it's very easy thinking in this way. Yes, sir.
This question about Sakradhamma. I've heard it stated that without renunciation, any virtuous virtuous action can only ripen as another continuation or cause for cyclic existence and not direct cause for liberation. However, I thought I remember reading in Nambulajan a commentary that said on Sakradhamma and holy days like this, virtuous practices can only ripen as a cause for enlightenment or cessation of suffering. What does Rinpoche say?
Rinpoche Ngama, the Adrian Beche Mama Loson, then the Beche Nan La, the Sakardawa La, the Neparjong Mena, then the Lay Tamche Sana Koai Ju, Neparjong Mena. The Data Yimba, Yene, the Beche Hakogumari, Yene, the Ngama Adrian Dason, the Sakardawa, the Yomare. The Nyanin Le Depi Gi Ju.
Then I asked Goa Muyuaris, Goa Mumu. Goa Muyuaris. Taba to be Jews, Hanji to be Jews, the Shedak Combers, Sing Tula Teman Garamatus, Tuchinam, Sagandamanam, the Little Nasu Goayana. What be Taba to be Jew, Sanji to be Jew, Dendu to be Jew Ruaris, Sing Tula Teman Garamatu, Kunjun Koa Kui Juris, Jermichelan Richmond, all of those Muaris. Shing Tula Temba Garamatu Nazu Goa Machawa to Kualuku Juris.
So more of the more of the activities.
Larinchimal, what is more? Shing Tula Temba Garamatu Kunjun Kuaku Juris, Nazu Goa Mamuro. Goa to the Shing Tula Temba Gaji, Tabijo, Taji Jimijo, Wadden Ruris. Then my Emma Machawa Kualuku Juris Goa.
So it's been stated in the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment that more of the virtuous activities will produce cyclical consequences or cyclical rebirth. So more of the activities that we engage in, virtuous, will produce cyclical effects. On holy days, on special days such as Sakardawa, there's the Buddha's holy days, holidays, and so forth, it is said that the virtues have the potential to ripen into Buddhahood, into liberation, and into higher realm rebirth. And there's an example of a tree, and I'm not clear on that. Has anyone in here heard an example of a tree in similarity? Shintu temple. I'm thinking tree. I'm like, what's the tree have to do with? So it's powerful virtue. There's more power in this virtue than there is in the virtue on the other days. And most of the virtue will normally ripen into cyclical consequences, whereas there's more power in the virtue, so it has the ability to produce Buddhahood liberation and the higher realm consequences. So, because of the power of love and compassion, the mind that aspires to enlightenment and the wisdom realizing emptiness, because of the power of these objects of analysis, they have the ability to produce the stronger results as well, the Buddhahood liberation, the higher realm. So the meditation or familiarization with these, because of their powers, produce stronger types of virtue with stronger potentials. So the going for refuge to the three jewels is a powerful basis, so we are able to create a large amount of virtue by going for refuge to the three jewels. So if we think of the two truths, four noble truths, or impermanence, then this is also virtue. This is very good. There is a lot of places this is found, as well as in perhaps liberation in the palm of your hand.
Easy understand.
So it would be easy to understand it in this text.
What the
Yes.
Just a clarification.
Yeah.
The practices of the 35 Buddhas, does that eradicate the negative consequences in future lives, or does it eradicate negative rebirths, or both?
Okay, so negative consequences. So the question is, does it eradicate negative consequences in future lives, or the birth itself, or both? Okay, so give me the whole question one more time and we'll be done. So
a practice such as the 35 Buddhas,
right.
Does that eradicate?
So this specific practice, okay. The Tongshag Nyamlen Chena, then the Jewa Shimi, the Dungyao Pangdu Jewa Shimi, Jewa Pangdu Dungyao Jewa Shimi, the Dungya Jewi Pangdu. Got
it.
So it slowly will allow one to abandon the suffering of the lower realms, the birth into the lower realms, and then one will be able to eradicate the cyclical suffering, and then kuri dungyao, then one will be able to achieve the state beyond liberation, Buddhahood.
Okay.
And amount of virtue of accumulated sakada that continues for another 15 days after today.
The shapu jonga jema sakada irbe
sakada da tibet ne pho mon dil sakada mi da baris tibet da jiba dil sakada wal baris na pa saga me da chudu ji saga sakada was da wa dil da wa de ge cheba ji ne jungi ba do dujin chwa zgris na kuro chaso sakada baris cheba ji ne jungi ba do ane tari Taringi tuzo badul tuzhen chishudiris. Tek karirisena taringi tuzo dili anna sanji bi tuzhen dang, ku dang bi tuzhen dang, ku nyangal di bi tuzhen sung kegu yi zang, tuzhen chewa duwa tisagiris.
yine junga jema yure
sagada chazon sagada waris
so the dawa jipa so
bobi dawa jipa chazon da sagada waris
so the fourth month on the Tibetan calendar is what is called sakadawa on that particular calendar. Today is the most powerful occasion on that particular calendar. And it goes for, Sakadawa goes for one entire month. But today, I believe it's the 15th or the, I think he said 12th actually. I don't know the Tibetan calendar at all. Just to be honest with everybody, I don't know anything about it. So on this particular day, it's the 15th. So on this particular day, the 15th, it's stronger because this is the celebration or the holiday, the holy day in which we celebrate Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and passing into nirvana. So this particular day has more potential or more power than the other days. But yes, Sakadawa does go on for the 15 more days because it's the whole month.
The Chabu Junga Dibasana Jiba Che Chewan.
What did it the Sagar Chibu Yinza Babazuga days in the Shamazaya, Nune dea, Anne Kangi, Rujut and Suya, Anne Chura Suya, what then Goa Kitchabut and Jigris?
Chura, Sagu,
Chura, Zubazoya, Marbe, Zubazoya.
Zubazoya.
Dibet.
Dasi Dangamare.
Dasi Dangamare Jigrid.
Dasi Mamodan. So during this particular month, as Tibetans, we try to engage in various actions and refrain from things such as not eating meat, chura. All right, that's it. Okay, and going. That's what the place where we debated was called chura. I forgot. So, and we engage in large amounts of debate and so forth in the debate courtyard. Engaging in large amounts of virtuous activities during this time. The misdeeds. Dipa Chewa, Sagarbe.
This one, I pay you gumba dele, someone do you do to those shabunga injured. And the pigeon jiji do you need to or me.
So, in my monastery, we do the Guya Samaja and the Yamantaka practice and do offering ceremonies for both Guya Samaja and Yamantaka. So this pervades all of the monasteries, whether they be nunneries or where monks abide.
Monasteries.
So a lot of people are making circumambulation and making prostrations and doing prayers and mantras and so forth during this period of time. So for those who are holding the Mahayana one-day vow today, one needs to be aware that when you go to receive your food, take as much as you need to eat for that one sitting. And when you sit down, finish that food, and it's not appropriate to receive food from someone else or eat other food. It should only be the food that one has put into his or her bowl initially.
That's it, Sasuna. Sonny Matuyo Mados. Legends, Sasuna, Sonny Matuyo Mados.
So once one has eaten lunch, that's it. There's no dinner. So make sure you get a big plate. That's the trick. So this is for those who are those who hold the Mahayana one day vow need to refrain or listen to these. Make strong aspirations for those who are ill and those who are natural disasters and so forth, those who are suffering, basically.